that. But here in Psalm 25, David emphasizing how important it is that we wait on the Lord. I will be honest and say, as a Christian, I find that to be one of the hardest things, well, other than struggling with sin, is to wait. Because we want everything now, don't we? And we expect things to happen the way we want them to happen. And we'll pray for something and it doesn't happen. And God says to wait and not to take matters into our own hands. And it's tough. It's tough as Christians. So he gives us some clues here on how to wait. Verse 1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. That's my title. I wait all the day. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you'd use your word now to teach and to grow us. I pray, Lord, that we would honor you by hearing and responding to the Holy Spirit's leading. I pray that you would be in control of all that's said and done. And most of all, Lord, that hearts would be stirred up to be more patient in waiting on thee. I pray, Lord, that Jesus Christ would be magnified. We love you and commit this service to you. In Christ's name, amen. I think he's given us some clues here on waiting on the Lord. And what we see is we need to praise him more. We need to trust him more if we're going to learn to wait. Because waiting and trusting are intertwined, aren't they? You can't have one without the other. And so he starts off by saying, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. He's talking about praising the Lord there. That's something we probably don't do enough of, isn't it? That's what my favorite Christmas song is, the one we just sang. Oh, come, let us adore him. Can you do any better than that? But spending more time adoring our precious Lord. But David was all about praise. That's what Psalms is mostly about, isn't it? Praising God. And I think if we would praise more, we could wait more. It's just that we struggle with the waiting sometimes. But let's look at some scriptures. Psalm 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Comely means it looks good on you. You know, unlike James's shirt, some things look good on us. And God says that praise is comely for the upright. Amen? It's comely. It looks good on you when you praise God. Let's look at another one, Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Magnify him. We need to be doing more magnifying of the Lord. Psalm 95, verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. We need to be worshiping the Lord more in our prayer closet, throughout the day, in our hearts. And then a New Testament reference, Hebrews 13, verse 15. Just emphasizing the need to lift up the Lord, to praise God, to worship him, to magnify him. Hebrews 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How often? Continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We need to spend more time praising and thanking God. And I think he's given us there one of the keys to being able to wait better is to spend more time praising rather than being frustrated or complaining or wondering why we're having to wait. Praise the Lord because he's good and he's worthy of praise. And do it more. Then in verse 2 of our passage, O my God, I trust in thee. I think true trust is not only the absence of fear, as we've looked at before, but it's also a willingness to wait. Because if we're not willing to wait, do we really trust the Lord? If we're not willing to be patient and trust God's timing, then we really aren't trusting, are we? And that's why he started this off with, I lift you up, Lord, and I trust you. I trust the Lord. If we would start off every day by saying, Lord, I trust you today for everything, I think we could go a long way, couldn't we? The Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him. Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 125, 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. Of course, most of us know Proverbs 3, 5, don't we? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. Jeremiah 17, 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in whose hope the Lord is. He's given us two keys there to being able to wait better, and that is to praise him more and to trust him, to trust his timing, to trust that he's in control, to trust that he knows what he's doing, he knows what's best for us. And so David goes on to say in Psalm 25, verse 2, let me not be ashamed. Never are we to be ashamed of the Lord. Many Christians, as Jesus said, sadly are, and they're not willing to share him with others. Well, we're commanded to share him with others. Amen. Ye shall receive power. And he says, and ye shall be witnesses. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I am not ashamed. Look at Psalm 31:1. David said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Let me never be ashamed. Most of us know 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But then he goes on to say, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And so, another key. Praise the Lord more, trust him, and don't be ashamed of the precious Lord that was willing to publicly die on the cross for your sins. But do as he commanded us to and share his beautiful gospel with others. Then he finishes there, verse 2, let not mine enemies triumph over me. You know, sometimes we have to wait on God to deal with others that have maybe wronged us, that have maybe hurt us in some way. And that's probably one of the hardest waits, isn't it? We want God's vengeance today, don't we? Because we quote Romans 12:19, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Yeah, we're supposed to pray for our enemies. Lord, I pray you kill them. That's not what he means in the scripture. We're supposed to pray for God to bless them and then let God deal with the vengeance side. And that's what he says, Lord, I pray you'll protect me from mine enemies. But part of waiting is waiting for God to deal with our enemies, if that's necessary. I mean, we're not sinless. We've probably made a lot of mistakes. But if you look at Psalm 37:7, David talked about this, that we need to not allow the behavior of others to cause us to fret. Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Sometimes it's really hard to wait, isn't it? When we watch them getting away with it, or we think they're getting away with it, they're not getting away with anything. God's just going to do it in his timing and his way. And it may be already happening in their heart. You just can't read their heart. But be willing to wait even for God to deal with our enemies. The Lord is on my side, he said. In all these things, we're more than conquerors. We don't have to be afraid. God I put my trust, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? He said in Psalm 56. So, some beautiful clues there, aren't there? Praise the Lord more. Trust the Lord. Don't be ashamed of your Lord. And wait when it comes to God dealing with those that have wronged us. He says there in verse 3, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. We need to wait on the Lord. Verse 5 is where we get our title. He says at the end of the verse, I'm going to wait on you, Lord, all the day. All the day. I'm just going to keep waiting. I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to trust that my Lord knows what He's doing. Now, waiting on the Lord, I want to show you, is, wow, all through the Scriptures. But God tells us that we need to wait in certain ways. So let's look at Psalm 40, verse 1. I just want to give you a little bit on waiting on the Lord. Psalm 40, verse 1. Firstly, David says we need to wait patiently. Look at it. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I waited patiently. I don't know. Does anybody here struggle with patience? I waited patiently. So God says if we will wait patiently, He will hear our cry. But maybe not this hour. Maybe not this day. Maybe not this month or even this year. Wait patiently. We're also, if you go to Psalm 62, verse 5, we're waiting on no one but God. And this is a key. Notice it says, verse 5, Psalm 62, my soul, wait thou only upon God. We're not waiting on man, or we shouldn't be. We're waiting only on God. For my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and the refuge is in God. So not only do we wait patiently, but we must be careful that we're waiting only on God and we're not waiting on man. Only on God. And then Psalm 130, verse 5. In this matter of waiting, we're to wait all the day, every day. And we're to wait patiently. We're to wait only on the Lord. And notice Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. What is he saying here? That while we wait, we must be in the Word. He says, in His Word do I hope. It's God's Word that helps me wait. And I guarantee if you're not in the Word, you're going to struggle even more with waiting. Look at 2 Corinthians verse, chapter 4, verse 16, and we'll see this. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not. Well, that's the opposite of waiting, is fainting, isn't it? But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. But notice it says the inward man is renewed. How's the inward man renewed? If you study it, there's nothing that has the power to renew the inward man outside of the Word of God. And so part of waiting is waiting in the Word, waiting only on God, and waiting patiently. But also Luke 18:1, let's turn there. Luke 18, verse 1. And that is waiting in prayer. Now, God never says to stop praying, does He? He never says, quit asking. He never says, you've asked enough. You've asked so many times, you can stop asking. He never says that. Matter of fact, He tells us the opposite, doesn't He? You see the parable of the man asked for bread. But also here in Luke 18, He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So he never says to stop asking. He says just keep asking and wait. And we don't know when he's going to answer. I have people ask me that all the time. I've been praying for this long. When's God going to answer? My answer is, I don't know. I'm not God. God's in control. Waiting is tough, isn't it? Waiting is difficult. But I believe if we will learn to praise more and trust more and share the gospel more and trust God to deal with the enemies, it will help us wait. To wait patiently, to wait only on the Lord, and to wait in His Word and to wait in prayer. Then this beautiful verse 4 of Psalm 25. Show me thy ways, O Lord. He takes a little bit of a break from the waiting and says, while I'm waiting, Lord, I need constant direction. Amen? And see, this is the thing. If we're not willing to wait, then our focus becomes the thing we're waiting for. We're focused all on that. I'm waiting for this, Lord. I'm asking for this. I'm waiting. No, our focus needs to be on constantly seeking direction from God. And by the way, where do we look for that? But again, in the Word of God. But look at these three phrases. Show me thy ways. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. Isn't that beautiful? While I'm waiting all the day, I'm waiting patiently, Lord. I'm trusting you. I'm sharing the gospel, but while I'm waiting, I'm not going to stop seeking your direction in my life. I'm not going to let this thing distract me from being faithful to you. We don't know the way, do we? I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh the directest steps, Jeremiah 10:23. We don't know. We do not know the way. So David constantly in the Psalms and then Solomon in the Proverbs said, show me the way. Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Show me thy way, Lord, and what? Teach me thy paths. Teach me thy paths. Look at Psalm 119 and verse 35. Psalm 119, verse 35. So David had gleaned some beautiful understanding here that we can't allow the waiting to become our focus. Our focus always has to be direction from God. Notice Psalm 119, verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Most of you know verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. Psalm 143:10, he says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Lead me. Lead me. And so he says, show me thy ways, teach me thy paths, and what? Lead me in thy truth. Well, we need to be in the truth if we can expect God to lead us in his truth. And again, Psalm 119:18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Look at John 16, talking about the Holy Spirit, verse 13. John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will guide you. He moved in the day you got saved, and he is there to guide you into truth. But you got to open it for him to guide you in truth. You must open the scriptures. And he finishes there saying, thou art the God of my salvation. I hope everyone in this room can say, yes, I'm saved. I have gotten salvation through Jesus Christ. I have trusted Christ, heard the gospel, and believed him for my salvation, my eternal destiny. And then, of course, our title, On Thee Do I Wait All the Day. So if you struggle with waiting, God here has given us some clues. Stop focusing on what you're waiting on and focus more on serving God, being faithful to God, getting direction from God. As David said, show me, teach me, lead me. Don't focus on the thing you're waiting for. That's already in God's hands. Amen. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Instead, focusing on praising God more, trusting Him day by day more, and not being ashamed, but sharing the gospel with the lost, which is why we're here. And definitely not focusing on your enemies. That's God's thing. Let Him deal with it. Wait. Wait. How long? Don't know. Just keep waiting. Wait on the Lord, David said. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. In other words, trust that God knows what He's doing. Don't be afraid. Wait on the Lord. And David said, on thee do I wait all the day. I'll just keep waiting. For you to answer this, for you to resolve this, whatever it might be, I've given it to you. I'm going to keep asking, but I'm going to keep waiting. And I'm not going to allow that thing to distract me while I wait, Lord. I'm going to focus on praising You more, trusting You more, sharing the gospel more, and definitely not focusing on my enemies. Of course, focusing on Your word. Show me, teach me, and lead me. Do we need more direction? Always. Well, there's no other place to find it, my friend, but right here. This is how God leads us and shows us and teaches us. So David said, on thee do I wait all the day. We need to be able to say the same thing. Amen? Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for Your precious word. And Lord, we didn't look at all of them this morning, but there are just so many scriptures that remind us to wait. And we are so impatient and we struggle with it, Lord, and we need Your help. So help us to change our focus from the thing we're waiting on to You, to praising You, to serving You, to witnessing for You, and to diving into Your word for direction from You. Knowing that You will do it in Your time, whatever the thing is. Thank You for these promises in Your scriptures. We can trust You 100%. And thank You, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. If there is someone in this room that doesn't have the salvation of Scripture, I pray today will be the day that they would realize they have to trust Christ and be born again if they ever hope to see heaven. The rest of us, Lord, may we be honest. Maybe we've not been waiting the way You've commanded us to, and may we get that sorted. We love You, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.